The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
You basically lost two All-Ireland down in one season. It's only 9 months since we lost the last one.
Only Mayo could lose two All-Ireland in one season.
Yeah, that's going to be cool, isn't it?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Okay, it's time for us to talk about our weekly TV picks. Sue Murphy is here with us. Sue, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're talking Michael Schumacher and the new documentary's out on Netflix on Friday. You've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it actually. It came out last night. I thought it was at the end of the week, but it came out last night. So I'd say some people have already dipped into it because there's a lot of people waiting to see this. I've been barred from talking about this around the house because I got a little bit too obsessed with it. I watched a lot of Formula One when he was driving, and there was just always this obsession with Schumacher and what kind of person he was. You wanted to know more about him, and I think he was quite private, quite private about his family. Obviously a workaholic, was obsessed with making Ferrari work when he went to Ferrari, and I think this is an amazing insight into his life and the kind of person he was. Huge family man, and just like an obsession with always being right about things and always getting something right. And I just think at what's happening with him now at the moment, they haven't really given that much away in the documentary, and that's fine. I think it's definitely, if you are a fan of him, it's going to give you more of an insight into his life, but also just the family want to protect him. And his wife says, Corinna says in the documentary, you know, he always protected us when he was really, really famous, and now we're protecting him. And they don't want to release details, and that's fine. I think there's this obsession with finding out about how Michael Schumacher is and how he's doing, and I don't think we're entitled to know that information. I mean, everything that happened afterwards with the skiing accident and everything, it wasn't even on a Formula One circuit. It's just a bit invasive, and I feel like this is for the fans. This is like, here's what he's like, here's what he was like to live with, here's what he's like as a dad. We're mad about him, we love him so much, please respect our privacy. And it's just very touching. It's a lovely tribute to a complete champion.
It's very long. It's an hour and 52 minutes.
Didn't feel it. Honestly didn't feel it. Like, I think the great thing about Formula One is they film every single second of everything that's happening around every circuit. It's just, there's so much footage they could put into this, and they have a lot of family videos in this, images, home footage, and it stitched it all together really, really nicely. I just think it's one of the good sports documentaries I've seen. And it, instead of just, the best ones are ones that tell a story as opposed to being about the sport, and they really tell a story about a man. And it's just, at the end of the day, he's a dad and he's a husband, and they've lost him, and that's actually very painful to watch. So I really can't recommend it enough. I thought it was brilliant.
Okay, any specific insights into the rivalries around the time that made him great? Any of that kind of, like...
With everyone. Like, they just all talk about how obsessed he was with beating all of them. Like, Hill is one of the ones that's featured. They talk to him, they talk to Mika Hakkinen, who just seems like the nicest man ever, and David Coulthard. And the Coulthard insight is amazing because he was quite friendly with Coulthard. There's footage of them singing karaoke together, which I didn't know they were that close. And he talks about the race in 98 when Schumacher was trying to take him over in the rain, and he drove into the back of him. And Coulthard, they had a massive row afterwards in the pits, and all of the camera crew and everything would follow them. And afterwards, Coulthard said to him, you know, sometimes you're wrong, Michael. And he was like, not that I can remember. So it's just, and Coulthard laughs it off because he's kind of like, that's just the way he was. And but the rivalries always seem to be so respectful, like the whole thing with Senna as well, in the year Senna died and the year he won the world championship. He obviously took that quite to heart because he broke down at that news conference a few years later when he broke Senna's record. And it's just, they have so much respect for him, but also what a crazy guy, you know, that kind of like, he was just obsessed with the sport. And it is like, the interviews are just spectacular.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a recommendation.
Oh yeah. I would, even if you're not into Formula One, the story of him is just so interesting.
Are you into Formula One, Kenny? Are you getting into?
Do you know what? How's it going, Sue? Yeah, it's interesting. I was in my early years, used to follow kind of religiously. A lot of people are kind of my generation did. But to be honest, I kind of fell out of love with it like some years ago. Just, you know, just didn't.
I blame the Schumacher era because it got too boring, where it was like Schumacher's going to win and then it's a battle for second amongst a bunch of people who are in inferior cars and can't get close to him. And then everybody's back into it now because of Drive to Survive.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say into that, the last kind of 18 months, so just stumbled upon a few recommendations from people in terms of Netflix and, of course, the Formula One series, jumped on that, and that was like, oof, wow, this is interesting. Yeah, exactly. Like you know, fully engaged again, and the individuals really. So I suppose the personalities, you're talking about the human element there in terms of Schumacher's documentary. Well, that Formula One Netflix one. Now we're learning about the individuals themselves, their kind of personalities, little quirks. You know, how things function in the garage, etc. You know, the dynamics between people, owners, and drivers, mechanics, etc. So yeah, I must admit, and maybe this documentary in itself, I might get around to looking at. I must admit, so I wouldn't be immediately be drawn to it just because of just his personal situation, really, like for the reasons that you're saying, really. So it's such a personal thing for the family, what they've gone through and what they're going through and what they continue to kind of go through. I just feel as if sometimes that you spoke about being invasive. That's kind of how I feel, that I don't really have the right. I never thought that. I heard people talking about, oh, it'd be great to see him, like, maybe will he talk, see what condition he's in, but you never felt that was going to be the case, there was going to be that kind of access to Schumacher as he is. He's obviously still physically, mentally, not at the level that he was. But for you saying, for the Schumacher fans, for Formula One fans in general, I think just those kind of personal little anecdotes that people will find kind of very interesting. They might feed off that a little bit, but I must admit, personally myself, I'm always a little bit. I generally take a step back a little bit in these situations rather than the Formula One. I was all in straight away, and I must admit, it has kind of triggered those old memories from back in the day when I wouldn't go as far as to say I was in love with it, but
there was nothing else
every
on.
Weekend, that was it. You were, you know, you were on it. You were all over it, like, so.
Yeah, no, it's fair enough. Okay, so Help is new and shiny. What's this?
Yeah, this is on Channel 4 tomorrow night. I don't think people are going to find this an easy watch, but I thought it was brilliant. I actually managed to get to the end eventually. It's on at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Channel 4. Stars Jodie Comer. She plays a care worker who gets a job in a local care home in Liverpool just before the pandemic. And basically, she's asymptomatic when COVID hits the care home. A lot of people end up going out sick or in quarantine. A lot of the people who are in the home end up dying. And it's basically her watching half the care home die in front of her and trying to take care of them. And it's a difficult, there's 15-20 minutes in the middle of this where she's trying to keep one of her patients alive. She can't get a hospital. She can't get a bed. She can't get an ambulance. She's trying to contact everyone in the local area to see if there's anyone that can bring this poor man to. He needs a ventilator. He's not going to be able to breathe. She's trying to turn him over. She's listing patients in the care home to help her, even though they can't go into the room because of COVID. And it's honestly so traumatic, 15-20 minutes. And you get to the end and it shows all the stats about, you know, 10% of the PPE that they needed was given to them in the first few weeks. A care worker in the UK is paid £8.50 an hour. Like, what they went through was unbelievable. And I think it's just very honest account of here's how hard it was. Here's how hard it was for these people who were taking care of these people. I think if this came out at the start of the pandemic, there wouldn't be questions about why do we have to stay at home? Or it would just be, okay, but that's why we need to stay at home, because we need to look after these people. It is absolutely heartbreaking. Difficult watch. She is amazing in it.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's going to be for everyone because it's tough.
Thursday night on Channel 4. It's called Help. We've only got about 2 minutes left here. Something entirely different is the third season of Sex Education on Netflix.
I love it. It's just like turn your brain off TV. And it's like, I think a lot of parents who are watching this are going to be like, what the hell are my teenagers up to? And they are doing everything that's in the show. So I hope they enjoy that. But the main guy in it, Otis, is his mom is played by Gillian Anderson. She's a sex therapist who he's constantly embarrassed by. And he becomes a kind of a sex therapist in the school. He starts answering questions to kids. He ends up setting up a sex clinic in the school to answer questions for kids. And it's just really, really enjoyable. And I thought it was going to be one of those things that if you're not in school at the time, you're not going to get all the quirks and how funny it is, but
it's pretty
because
good.
They lace. Yeah, I really like it, and it's not brilliant TV. It's not going to change your life, but it is nice to watch, and the characters are also all really likable. I'm just very fond of it. I think it's good.
Okay,
current season is good as well.
Right, in the last minute, Kin
on RTE1, really surprised by how good that was actually, but I think the cast kind of, like, put Kieran Hines in anything. He's only in about 3 scenes in the first episode, but he's so good, and it kind of revolves around the Kinsella family, who are a gang in Dublin, and how they're trying to bring their brother back in, who's just out of prison. Something happens in the end of the first episode that's going to change everything, and do you know what, it's good. It doesn't look too flashy. It makes Dublin look amazing, but at the same time not too flashy, and it's just a good, like, it's a good family drama, which you need to have at the centre of those kind of gangster things.